Yeah, we're going to start off with some cricket this hour. It is day one of the much anticipated test match between Australia and India underway in Perth. India won the toss and are batting first. Great start for the Aussies. The Aussies, they've picked up 5 wickets just after lunch. Right now we have Jaiswal, he's gone for a duck. Rahul, he scored 26 runs. And then Padikkal for a duck. Kohli for only 5 runs. Rishabh Pant is unbeaten on 17, with Jarrell the latest wicket to fall on 11. We're going to cross now live to Darren Moore, who's at Mhlanga watching the cricket live on TV. Darren Moore, what is happening in the test match, mate?
Yeah, that's right, Sky. We're coming to you live from Mhlanga Rock Studios here for the game. And I can let you know the score right now is 71 for 5 after 31 overs. It looks like India struggling a little bit.
Yeah, we got to say back to you in studio.
Mate. Oh, yeah, back to you in studio.
Oh, there you go. So that's the fight. That is the current score, 71 for 5. India batting first against Australia in that first test in Perth. Now, the good news for Man City fans is that Pep Guardiola says he has everything a manager needs after signing a new contract at City. Now, Pep will remain at the Premier League champions until at least the summer of 2027. He's been chatting to City TV and he says a lot of people are leaving the club, but the club will not need to worry about his future anytime soon.
I felt now is not the time to leave. I wouldn't let the club down, I would say. And of course, and I said many times, and I imagine the structure is there and will work. But I felt the confidence from the chairman, from Chiki, from Ferran, for everyone. And I said, okay, I had the feeling that I have to do it.
Yeah, so Pep staying on the blue side of Manchester. Banyana Banyana boss Desiree Ellis has bolstered her 23-player squad with the youngsters for their friendly against Jamaica later this month. Goalkeeper Jessica Williams earns her first senior call-up after impressing at the COSAFA Women's Championship, with Unomvula Khoale returning. And Ntando Phahla and Sibongile Towane also earn call-ups after a great season at club level. And the big news, of course, Thembi Kgatlana and Jermaine Siposinwe missing out. Dr. Ellis, by the way, who was inducted in South Africa's Hall of Fame on Wednesday, believes that there's plenty reason for some of their selections.
Thembi and Jermaine, unfortunately, will be playing 6 games in about 15 days. And I think that is just too much to bring them in, because I don't think they'll be ready for the first game. So it's better to, you know, have a look at other players and making sure that they also recover for the new year.
Yeah, India, 71 for 5, betting first day, first test against Australia in Perth. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.